The Class 1 misdemeanor charge, 1-year license suspension, and $500 fine or 50 hours of community service are all options judges have under similar laws. But the measure sponsor, Delegate Bill Janis, says it levels the playing field for underage drinkers caught in possession of alcohol and those who drive after consuming it.
You know, the police would come and break up a party, let's say, where there's a bunch of underage kids drinking. And they'd come in, and let's say some of the kids saw the police coming, got in their car and began to drive off and got caught. And some of the kids got caught just standing there at the party holding alcohol or possessing it, right? When they would get to trial, the kids that were simply possessing the alcohol were going to lose their license for 12 months. The kids who drank the alcohol and went up the driveway and got caught, they could only lose their license for 6 months.
Janis says the bill really isn't as controversial as many assumed. He says the law was on the books and expired after 2 years due to concern that federal funds would be cut if the law was too strict. The Department of Justice is instead applauding the bill, which prompted Janis to introduce it as a permanent law. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.